Welcome to your five for the day. I don't know if you've noticed, but we talk a lot about hope. We hope the weather will be good over the Christmas and New Year holidays. We hope that our favourite team will win the Premier League, or at least survive for another season. We hope that we get just what we want for Christmas, and we hope that the New Year will be better than the old one. For many of us, hope lacks a sense of certainty. It is more like a wish, something that we want to happen but have no way of knowing that it ultimately will. So we keep our fingers crossed and hope that everything will go the way we want it to. The reality is that often life doesn't turn out the way we hoped it would. Hope is a fragile commodity. When life is disappointing, our optimism is replaced by feelings of discouragement and hopelessness. Before long, we run the risk of becoming cynics who believe that there is nothing in which we can confidently hope. This was the landscape of life when Jesus entered the world. The prevailing mood of Israel was anything but hope. The once proud nation was now a puppet state of the pagan Roman Empire. The common person lived under the defeating burden of the exaggerated requirements of the religious establishment. Centuries before, they had been promised a deliverer who would restore Israel to its former glory. But it had never happened. Into this sense of cynical hopelessness, true hope was born. But the tragedy of that first Christmas was that very few realized the hope that had been introduced. Hope for the forgiveness of sins, hope for a bright future forever, hope for God's presence and power in daily living, hope that would enable us to forget the past and set our sights on stuff that doesn't disappoint. A hope that because of Jesus is a certainty and not just another wish to be dashed on the rocks of reality. Nevertheless, the promise of hope against the odds is a strong theme which many people share. Christians believe that the promise of hope against the odds is what the birth of Christ is all about. But it cannot be realized or achieved without first dealing with the darkness and enmity present not only in the world, but also in our individual lives. A starting point is acknowledging its immensity. I love the honesty of the psalmist who said, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me?" We've all been there. But let's not stop there. Keep reading. "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God." Rejoice that Jesus came to give you something better than the disappointments of life on planet Earth. And when by faith you embrace him and all that he promised, you can have a hope that is no longer a fingers-crossed wish that you harbour in your heart, but rather a confident, courageous optimism that is rooted in the certainty of his word. Pin your hopes on Jesus. You won't be disappointed. Thank you for listening. God bless you.